Didi. With bells on. The Chancellor nodded, snapped his attaché case shut, and left. Hobnobbing with the greats, Rory said. He's a tiger in bed, she said hoarsely. Administer me! Administer me! They both laughed. It's something the provost dreamed up. They've invited all the four-point seniors to a barbecue with all the deans and Mal. Should be fun. If Mal and I aren't in some dungeon in Washington along with you. Any bets as to who he'll show up with? I don't gamble with love. There was a faint rumble of thunder, and she held up an umbrella. Beat the rain? They didn't. Halfway to Dos Hermanos, the skies opened up. The umbrella kept their heads dry, but not much else. Dos Hermanos was warm and crowded. They sat at the bar and ordered cafes con leche. So, it's us against the President of the United States, Didi said. Where do we go from here? You know, she didn't say why she called the meeting, Rory said. She must have known what our reaction was going to be. So what did she gain by letting us know before a general announcement was made? Didi shook her head. Maybe it was Pauling who set it up. She pretty much does what her cabinet tells her to do. Yeah, Snow White and the 14 dwarves. The executive branch has seen better days. The coffee came, and Rory stirred in a spoonful of sugar. Didi just sprinkled a little cinnamon on top. I wonder, Rory continued, what if you could get someone to claim that this was a declaration of war and need approval of Congress? Well, she owns the House, except the Greens. Put the House Greens with the Senate Democrats, you'd at least have some noise. But I don't think you can declare war against a vessel or a message, which is all we really have. She held the coffee cup to warm her fingers and sniffed deeply at the cinnamon. I think the key is going to be education or propaganda. Your newscasters probably are our most powerful weapon. If the Gallups tell us all not to launch the things, she won't. Pepe burst through the door, drenched, holding a soggy newspaper over his head. Hola! He dropped the paper into the recycle bin. There were no seats at the bar. He stood between them and ordered a double espresso. How'd the meeting go? Is fearless leader smarter in person? A regular hawking, Didi said, and in low voices the two of them summed up what had transpired. I wouldn't be too worried, he said. She's just putting on her woman of action hat. France is going to raise holy hell, and Russia too. She'll never get the Security Council behind it, and she knows that. She's posturing, campaigning. Wish I could be sure of that, Rory said. Sounds too sophisticated for her. Her phone rang, and she plucked it out of her purse. Con permiso. I have a call in to Marya Washington. She pushed the record button. Buenos. Her jaw actually dropped, sharp intake of breath. Did you record it? I'll be right over. She folded up the phone and put it away. That was Norman, at the office. There's a new message from the aliens. A long one. They left three coffees steaming on the bar.